This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. Matt Harris here with you, joined on the phone lines now by Minico Spartans head football coach Tim Perrigo. Coach Perrigo, thank you for taking some time with me today.
Thank you, Matt. Looking forward to having the opportunity to talk about the Spartans.
Oh, no doubt. Fall camp underway. Season's about to kick off for you, coming up on Saturday against Douglas High School out of Nevada. First of all, what's the atmosphere been like, and how's fall camp gone for you so far?
Well, season's greetings. It's been great. It's go time, and everybody's excited. Everybody wants to know what the new team's going to be like. We've got a great schedule put together. We'll play Douglas High School out of Minden, Nevada, in the Rocky Mountain Rumble to start the season. The following week, we'll head down to Utah against a semifinalist 5A school, Skyview. And we're really looking forward to playing those two tough games and getting into a regular schedule with some Idaho schools.
Coach, your squad brings back a lot of players on offense and defense, more than I've really seen in out of any high school in Idaho so far. 9 on offense and 9 on defense. Let's start on the offensive side of things. Who's coming back that is going to be your big impact players?
Everybody. We're fortunate. We took our loss last year. We missed the playoffs for the first time in 10 years. It was a difficult year for us. I thought our kids fought hard. We didn't have a large senior class. We ended up graduating for only 4 starters, and it was tough because our schedule. We ended up playing schools like Skyview, Utah, Coeur d'Alene, Park City, Idaho Falls, who had a great season last year. So we took our lumps, but I think it seasoned us. We're a tougher football team now because of it, and we have a bunch of experience coming back. I like our quarterback, Tanner Harper, in the field well. Danny Freiberger is a 1,000-yard rusher who returns. Our leading wide receiver broke all Minico passing and receiving records here, Nico Chavez, and he returns. We did lose Peyton Bailey over the summer. He had to have some shoulder surgery. He was our second leading rusher and a great wing for us. We're hoping that he will be able to join us late in the year, at the end of the year, to as we make a run into the playoffs. But aside from that, we're replacing 2 guards, which is tough for us because we're a wing team, and we expect a lot out of our guards. But we've got a great junior core of kids that have stepped in and filled those positions.
Visiting with Minico Spartans head football coach Tim Perrigo. Coach, on the defensive side, you've got Josh Barkley coming back. Who else is coming back on that defensive side that you expect to make a big impact this year?
Well, Josh is a special kid. He's the state champion in the shot put and in the discus. And as a matter of fact, he broke all the overall record for the state shot put here last year as a junior. So he's got his plate full with lots of colleges recruiting him for track. He's also a 2-time All-State football player, and he's just a force that needs to be reckoned with. Teams they try to run away from him, so we're going to move him around a little bit this year. We return a couple other defensive linemen that I think they're a little bigger and stronger than they were last year, so I don't think we're going to get pushed around as we had in the past. And then the other area I think we haven't had the last couple of years is we've got some kids that can play out in space with our defensive backs. They have good field sense, ball hawks, and I think that they're that's really going to help our defending the run if we can put those guys out there in some man coverage.
Coach, the X factor for your season this year, the thing that will weigh the most on your success, what is it?
We have a really small team, and I know you've probably heard this from everyone. The number of kids that are participating has decreased. I don't think it's because of concussions. I just think it's because kids have so many other things that they want to do. They don't want to go be a backup. They have so many other things that they can do with their life that it's just they're not passionate about football, so why play it? So our numbers are down, and I think that we're going to have to stay healthy. We do not have a lot of backups. I think the other thing too is that I think offensively we averaged around 30 points a game last year, so I think that we'll continue to score. We gave up quite a few points defensively, especially in the air, and so I'm hoping that they, like I said before, those defensive backs and those kids that we've brought back in, that we can hopefully place in some man coverage and put a couple extra guys in the box and then bring some heat. I think that's what's going to be the difference maker for us this year.
The big matchup on your schedule this year, is there one that you've circled, or are they all big matchups?
I think they're all important games. We've had that Great Basin Conference trophy in our cabinets here for the last 3 years, and we won it 8 out of the last 10. And so you know, we don't like giving that thing away. Twin Falls took that home, and I think that if there's one game on there that's going to be big for the Spartans is the game with the Bruins. They beat us up pretty good last year, and it hasn't happened in a while, and we want to make sure that we come ready to play those guys because they're defending champs.
Coach, overall for this upcoming season, what are you the most excited about?
I'm excited with our schedule. I think that's a pretty neat opportunity for our kids to go play in that Rocky Mountain Rumble and play against Douglas and not only represent our school and our community, but also represent the state of Idaho. I think that's a lot of fun. It's fun for high school football. So if there's one thing that I'd like to see is I'd like to see us come out and play hard and play fast and have the opportunity to play there for all those different people. And I think that's going to kind of set our, you know, it's going to dictate to us what type of season that we're going to have.
Coach, you're in your 19th year as the lead man at Minico High School now. And since 2005, your squad's only lost 7 regular season home games. But tell us a little bit about the home field advantage that you have at Minico High School.
It's a real fun time to come to a football game in Minico. I invite anybody in the state to come and see. We have skydivers coming in. We have flyovers. And we have motorcycle gangs. And, I mean, we have the whole thing. It's a pretty special environment. There's a lot of people out tailgating. Fireworks, the whole show. And people in the community support Minico football, and I think our kids take a lot of pride and want to make sure that they put on a good show because they want people to continue to come to the game. So I think that it's a little intimidating for other teams when they come here, and it's probably a distraction too for their kids, which helps us.
Coach Perrigo, thank you for taking some time to visit with me today. Good luck to you and the Spartans this season.
Hey, thanks a lot. Go Spartans.
That is Minico Spartans head football coach Tim Perrigo, and we certainly appreciate him taking some time to visit with us here on the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. Don't forget you can get updated scores, schedules, standings, power rankings, and more for all Minico high school athletics at IdahoSports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.